This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the San Diego Comic-Con lawsuit, which, sadly, they won, and the judge slapped Utah Comic-Con with a $4 million
attorney's
fees. What is now
Salt Lake Fan X?
Salt Lake Fan X. If they actually continue after paying out $4 million.
Well, although, they've got an event that happens in less than a week.
Yeah, okay, so it's probably going to happen. But that's probably because they're going to appeal this, I hope. I don't know.
They will.
The story I read did not mention whether or not they intend to appeal, but if you're going to have to pay $4 million, then there's a strong incentive to just go ahead and continue forward, unless, of course, the attorneys say it's a bad idea. But, of course, the attorneys are going to want to get paid, too, so they're going to want to appeal. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But ultimately, this was all over the claim that San Diego Comic-Con, Comic-Con,
yes,
claims, we own that. We're the ones who filed a trademark on that. And you, Utah Comic-Con, and all the other Comic-Cons in the world, you need to stop using Comic-Con. And
right,
you can't use Comic with a K, or Con with a K, or Comic-Con, or Comic-No-Con.
Right.
Any slight variation. The judge did allow Comic Convention to be utilized in a name.
Right, and I contend, and I think the jury, to some extent, kind of agreed that there's been what is legally referred to as trademark erosion or genericization of a trademark, meaning that, and I also contend that I don't think that San Diego had a rightful trademark claim to begin with, just because they didn't file the trademark when they started their convention. They waited a bunch of years, and I don't remember when they actually filed their trademark, but I believe they waited until after there were a bunch of other places using the name. So what a generic trademark is, and that's where you have, again, that trademark erosion. So think of things like thermos, Kleenex, aspirin.
Words that people...
Dumpster, Band-Aid.
Aspirin was one of them?
Yes, aspirin is a trade name that is owned by Bayer.
Dumpster was the one that was a real surprise to me.
Velcro.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see Velcro. Yeah. Dumpster, I'm having a hard time with.
Hold on. You have a hard time?
Yes, with dumpsters.
Just calling giant things dumpster?
No,
you've never heard of dumpster fire?
I said I understand Velcro. It's, you know, it's unique. But dumpster, no. That's very generic.
Right. That's how generic it has become, right? Like,
right.
We didn't even know it was a brand name. We knew about Kleenex,
yeah,
but dumpster.
Speedo.
Sure. Yep. That's definitely
a brand name. These are all things that have become generic for a specific thing.
Xerox? Did you say Xerox?
I didn't say Xerox, but Xerox is also one of those.
How about bubble wrap?
Mm-mm.
I don't know if that's a trade name for a specific product.
I think it is, actually.
It might be. I don't know. I'm just reading. Here's a list that somebody has compiled on Wikipedia of various things. And, yeah, these are all things that, you know, the companies that created them, and in some cases, like Thermos, that is the company name. It's just become eroded to the point of any insulated thing that you would wind up putting a thing of hot soup and it stays hot, or a cold beverage and it stays cold, that's just referred to as a thermos.
Yeah, bubble wrap is trademarked.
Well, the judge didn't agree that this was generic enough. In fact, he gave them almost full bore over the terms Comic-Con and variants on Comic-Con. So a total loss for any level of intellectual property freedom. The idea of being able to simply rename your company or name your company something similar to another company.
A convention where people will come and talk about comic books. What should I call it? How about a Comic-Con? Nope, can't do that.
You're getting sued.
Apparently.
Conan, you've been looking at some interesting numbers.
So I'm looking at the numbers over at the
Wikipedia. Because they talked about a potential boycott.
And I do believe that this might be a cry for help. This might be a cry of desperation, looking at their attendance numbers and their presenters, their guests.
Mm-hmm. The big names.
So in 2017...
This is from Wikipedia.
This is Wikipedia. 2017, San Diego had 130,000 attendees, as opposed to the 167 in 2015. So,
right.
So it went from 167 to 130. Whereas Salt Lake went from 120 in 2014,
yep.
And they're all the way up to 127,000, and their list of attendees or presenters is huge. So San Diego only had last year, which they don't have the numbers for last year, but they only had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
last
6,
year,
7,
this
8.
Year.
They only had this year.
This year. This summer.
Last month.
Yeah.
They only had 8 people of interest, and I only recognized 2 of the names, one of them being Jim Lee.
Whereas...
Now, hold on. What do you mean, people of interest? Is that what they are referring
people.
To them
comic
as?
Comic people. The guests.
The guests.
The speakers.
Speakers, guests, the guys okay. who are there signing the books.
The comic artists, the
right.
producers.
No, no, no. I didn't know if that was a term that the San Diego Comic-Con had come up with for a specific
no.
set of people is people of interest.
No, this is what
or
he was
this
saying.
Is just something that somebody has written in the
this
article.
Is what Conan said.
Okay.
All right, yeah, well, comparing it to 2013, this is San Diego, their list is, you know, it's there's almost a whole page of
there's
of
like
guests.
Dozens of names in 2013.
And then
right.
all of a sudden something happened in 2014 where it's just...
They filed a lawsuit.
It was.
They filed the lawsuit in 2014. Word got around, and by 2015, was it 2015 where they had their peak?
Right? Their peak numbers, and they also had Stan Lee there that year.
Right, the guy, the main Marvel
right.
guy.
And, well, there are other things that have happened in San Diego as well to where they've actually wound up expanding the convention instead of just having it in the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
It's... Here's a bunch in the convention center, and here's other stuff that's 3 miles down the road and stuff over here. So people are having to take public transit to
well,
get from one spot to another. And
but the numbers are down regardless. The
right.
numbers are down, and it could be because people heard about the lawsuit,
yep.
word got around, and now maybe they're going to start boycotting, and maybe some of the guests are boycotting. Now, we're speculating, but you know the numbers are what they are. Correlation, of course, is
well,
not
here's what I would
positive.
Do. Any fans out there, I know we do have fans.
I bet a lot of our listeners are comic book
right.
fans.
If you get a hold of next summer's convention, the guys with the trademark, that San Diego,
mm-hmm.
find out who their guests are and just tweet them. Hey, look.
Have you seen this?
Have you seen this? These are bad actors.
Yeah.
We don't want you going, and guess what? We're not going to watch you or listen to you
yep.
because we're boycotting these guys.
That's how you do it.
That's the way to do it.
That's how you do it. So that's the story. It's terrible news. It's terrible from a intellectual property perspective because I think most of the hosts on this show are against intellectual property.
Right.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, Conan. You for
I'm against it?
Against. I'm also against intellectual property. I think this is ridiculous. It's insulting. It's an attack on the community. Right? Like the comic book world is huge. I mean, these are things that people grew up with. Multiple generations now have had comic books, and they pass them down to their kids and things like that. These are things that people really get into. The fandom is,
yep.
Intense. There's fan fiction and, all kinds of stuff like that. People get dressed up. They do cosplay, as it's called.
I was during the break, I was playing a song for Daryl because he likes Star Wars so much.
He's never seen it.
And it's the bad lip reading.
Of Star
and
Wars?
There's like 3 very notable bad lip-reading Star Wars songs.
I love bad lip-reading.
They're brilliant. But I love when fans take this material
and do things,
they reinterpret it.
Yeah.
They add flavor to it.
They have fun with it.
I do the same thing with anything I create. I put everything out there. It's all available. You can do whatever you want with it.
That's what we do, too.
And
Pee Wee Herman's going to be at Salt Lake Comic-Con.
Paul Rubens.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm looking at their list here. And
he's from Sarasota, which is where I'm from.
That's where he got arrested for playing with himself
in the Triple X Theater,
which no longer exists.
This guy's like 80 years old by now.
No, he's
Tim
not.
Curry,
he's
Jeff
old.
Goldblum.
He's 70. I know they had the
Dick
CGI in his face in the last movie.
Chuck Norris.
Tim Curry, Dick Van Dyke. Wow, I didn't even know Tim Curry was still alive.
Jim Curry, incredible. The
Lucy Lawless.
The actor, yeah. Those are big names.
Yeah.
Yeah, we looked at the list. I mean, seriously, there was nobody on that list for the San Diego.
Nobody.
Nobody.
The toll-free number here, and maybe it was, maybe it's been edited. Maybe somebody who hates San Diego took some names out, because it is Wikipedia, but...
You trolls.
Either way. We got more on the way here. Plus, Venezuela, what's going on there with the launch of their new currency? Is that going to fix their problems?
Nope.
It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Whether you want to comment on San Diego Comic-Con trying to destroy every other Comic-Con legally by filing lawsuits over naming rights, you can. Also, we got Venezuela on the way here as well. And I want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. If you want to learn about cryptocurrency, learn about the one that started it all, which is no longer just one. There's multiple Bitcoins out there now. And you'll learn over at Bitcoin.com. They do have an academy there, which is a great place to get started. Plus, over at Bitcoin.com, you'll find the latest news headlines about Bitcoin, and those come from around the world. So once again, go to news.bitcoin.com for the headlines, and for the basics, just get started over at Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, actually to the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, where Sick is on the line in Israel. You're on Free Talk Live, Sick.
Hello.
Hey there. Good morning. What time is it there?
The time is 3 o'clock.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Okay, very good. Yeah. We're glad you're listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I just wanted to talk about some issues that I have with my parents, especially
okay.
my dad.
Sure. How old are you?
I'm 19.
All right.
And my dad is about 50, and he has some mental issues. And every time I like to hang out with my friends, you know, just bringing them over to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they come into my house, he starts wearing white costumes and saying negative.
Was coming in.
I don't know if our board op was able to get that. Something is wrong with our dump machine here.
Oh, no.
So I apologize about that, but I had a total failure here on the dump button. So toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. Yep, you can't say that on the radio, so you're done. Anyway, it's Ian, and so we got Conan and Daryl in the studio. Let's go to Parker. He's in Washington State. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not a whole lot. I want to continue our conversation we had last night about government-induced Stockholm Syndrome. I called some psychiatrists in my area to see if it'd be at all possible to maybe schedule an appointment for something with them and see if I couldn't get my parents in there to get some treatment for their government-induced Stockholm Syndrome. But apparently, I forgot about this. I knew about it, but forgot that in order for it to work, my parents have to be ready and willing to, you know, get psychiatric help. And they won't want psychiatric help until they realize that there's a serious psychiatric problem.
Yeah, isn't that the first step of any problem is admitting there's a
problem?
Have
one? Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. It's not going to work. You're just wasting your money throwing it at a psychiatrist that...
The psychiatrist
right, exactly.
isn't going to take the money.
Right.
You'll,
exactly.
they're not gladly take your money for whatever reason.
No,
not if they're ethical.
The psychiatrist that I called said they would have to make the call, they would have to make the appointment. Boom. So, that being
right.
said, I have to find some way, somehow, to shine a light on the issue, to show them, hey, this is the issue, this is the problem, and if you want to get better, you have to admit that there's a problem and seek help.
Well, how old are your parents, Parker?
62 or 63 is my dad, and 61 or 62 for my mom, I think.
Yeah, I think this is a lost cause.
What, Conan?
I think old dogs don't learn new tricks.
Mm.
They're set in their ways. They know the answer
wrong.
To everything. I mean, I guess it's possible, but any change, you know, especially when you've been alive that many years, takes many, many years. I mean, they'll be in their 80s, 90s by the time they finally start listening to you, probably. I had the same problem with my parents, dude.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're not interested in, you know, they know all of your failings. They raised you, and so they just don't, they probably don't really consider you an equal, and so they really don't want to listen to what it is that you have to say, would be my guess. I mean, I'm speculating completely. I obviously don't know the relationship you have with your parents, but I can tell you, my parents love me. My mom loves me, but she doesn't want to hear what I have to say to her. Right. She's not interested in me picking apart her opinions and showing her the hypocrisy or the violence that supports her positions or anything like that. She just gets frustrated by it. She's even said things like, she's admitted to, like, I don't want you backing me into a corner. Or Well, you're admitting you have no argument, right? You're admitting you don't actually have a sensible position to come from.
This is cognitive dissonance. This is where it's an alternative belief is actually mentally painful, and you actually don't know the answer, you will crumple up. Either you lash out or you put your head right back in the sand.
Yeah, I mean, I have one idea that I could try. I don't know. Like, there's a decent chance that it won't work. But I thought I'd highlight it with you guys, and then we might move on to another topic after that. So there's these five common symptoms with the Stockholm Syndrome that are as follows. One, positive feelings of the victim towards their captors. Now, I obviously change these when I bring them up to my parents. Like, instead of that, I'd say positive feelings of the citizen.
Well, it's so positive that people don't even believe they're their captors. I mean, that's how deep into their, to this.
Right, and, some of this could just be, and I don't know how you've been, trying to talk to your parents, but if it's, you starting off, Mom, Dad, you have Stockholm Syndrome, you need to fix it. Or just get a copy of Bastiat's The Law and just leave that laying in the living room.
Well,
and
let's
see if they happen to pick it up.
Heavy reading. No one's going to pick that up and start
reading. Well, it's not that heavy, actually.
It's
the Law is very thin.
Really, really short.
The Law is very, very short,
yeah, it's
actually.
It's like 80 pages.
Yeah, it's not very long at all. But if you just leave a book around, they're not going to likely pick it up. You have to. If somebody's going to read a book, you have to get them to agree to read a book. And if you have the relationship with somebody to where you can do that, that's great. Like, if they respect you enough to where they'll just read a book because you suggest it, that's cool. Otherwise, you might have to offer, like, hey, I'll read a book of yours. If you read a book of mine, maybe that would entice them.
Hmm? I've thought about doing that. I don't think that would work either.
Okay, well, there's only one way to find out, which is by, asking and seeing. But go on down your list of the five things.
I'm going to change the wording for the sake of what I want to say to my parents. So, number one, the positive feelings of the citizen towards their government.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the negative feelings of the citizen towards...
Hold on. I'm going to continue the list. I'm curious to see the five signs of Stockholm Syndrome. We'll get into that coming up here. And by the way, the dump button did work correctly. It was just the screen on my side was glitching out. And so, sorry,
glitch.
Bro.
Thanks, Russia.
You didn't get on the air with that, you who called in, whoever you are. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
he meant a lot to this state, but to the country, he meant as much.
As an immigrant, his fight for immigration reform is close to my heart.
It wasn't necessarily his politics, but more of his character. The fact that he served his country, he was a prisoner of war, he did everything so courageously.
People reflecting on the life and legacy of Senator John McCain as McCain lie in state today at the Arizona Capitol. On Thursday, a memorial service will be held at North Phoenix Baptist Church, where former Vice President Joe Biden and others will give tributes to McCain. A judge dismissed child neglect charges today against three of the five people arrested at a remote desert compound in northern New Mexico, where 11 children were found living in filth. The judge ruled he could not keep the three in custody because prosecutors missed a 10-day limit to establish probable cause for the neglect charges. The Dow was up 60 points today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Whoops. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll-free and bring up whatever you want. But there's certain words we can't let you say on the radio. So if you say them, we hit the dump button. And I have refreshed my dump button screen, so I'll be certain to make sure that everything works. It did work last time. It's just
he's trigger happy now.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got to protect our radio stations, unfortunately.
Yes.
So again, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, because there is an evil government agency out there that will try to ruin those radio stations' lives by hitting them with $300,000 in fines if something naughty goes out over the airwaves. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
I do want you to know about the crypto tip. Daryl, you've used the crypto tip.
I have. Well, let me rephrase to say I've attempted to use the crypto tip.
What happened?
Well, I just wound up getting an email a couple days ago that zero of the six tips that I passed out wound up being redeemed. And
well, you
so
did
I
use
wound
the
up,
tips. You passed them out. That's the use of the tip.
I used the website. Right. I printed some tips. I distributed said tips. And then I wound up getting a refund.
Correct.
Because none of them were redeemed.
Is your tip limit longer than 24 hours? What's the limit? What's the minimum?
The minimum is 1 month.
Oh, okay. Well,
you can select
can go up
one,
to a year.
Two, three, six, or 12 months.
Yeah. So CryptoTip is a way to give out cryptocurrency in real life. And as Daryl has pointed out, even if you actually do give them out, it's pretty rare that somebody will actually
Some of those
convert.
Tips were distributed to businesses that accept cryptocurrency.
Jeez. That's sad. But, you know, we're still on the early end of cryptocurrency. We're still in the first decade of crypto. And
yes.
So we need tools that can be used to outreach to people. Because it's cool to tell your friends or your family or your coworkers about cryptocurrency. But what about the person who's serving you at the restaurant? What about the lady who's cutting your hair? What about the Uber driver who took you somewhere or whatever? These are other people who they should hear about crypto as well. Even,
right.
You know, just because they're not your friend, just because you don't hang out with them doesn't mean they shouldn't hear about crypto. So CryptoTip.org is where you can go to print out Bitcoin Cash or Dash Tips. So you get to choose which crypto you utilize. And you choose also the amount of time before it expires, and then the money comes back to you. So you're really very low risk here. You get pretty much everything back. There is a tip that you can leave for the site, and that's optional. So
yes.
If you want to set that to 0%, you can do that. So again, that goes to the site's programmer, the guy who did this all from scratch, which it's great stuff, CryptoTip.org. It's a printable tip. It's about wallet size, you know, business card size. You leave it with your real tip, you know, the other tip, the one that crypto's real, but the
right,
the cash tip, the one that the prospect here, the server, is going to consider the real one. So you get them a good cash tip, leave the crypto tip on top of that. It makes, you know, I would recommend if you can afford it, you know, if you can afford to eat out, if you can afford to eat out, it means you can afford to tip.
Yes.
So if you can afford to tip, you can probably afford an extra $5 or $10 on a crypto tip. Because remember, probably if you give out 12 of these things, you'd be lucky to get one of them actually redeemed. So you're not likely to see a very high redemption percentage. And that's true even here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we are slamming advertisements on the radio about cryptocurrency. Here we've got, you know, print media advertising. We've got a real media outreach campaign here in Keene, unlike probably anywhere else on the planet. And so even with all of that backup, even with seeing the logos around town on cash registers and doors, you can still hand. I've given the girl at Subway crypto to one of the girls at Subway. I've given all the clerks at Subway, but there's one who I've seen more than once, so I followed up with her like, hey, why didn't you, I'm giving you a crypto tip before. Why didn't you cash it in? She said, oh, I meant to, blah, blah, blah. Well, I didn't have my phone or whatever the reason was. I forget the exact reason. So I, you know, kind of gave her a little tweak and, you know, gave her another one. He said this one was for $25 worth of crypto, and she still didn't. Still,
that's amazing.
And then, you know, I pointed out to her, hey, you can go down to Corner News, which is like four doors down from the Subway.
Right.
And you can spend this stuff. So, you know, she knows she could use it, but she still didn't do anything with it. But so it's interesting to see what the responses are. CryptoTip.org, check it out. It's free to utilize if you want, and print up as many tips as you want. Hand them out how you want. And come up with some other ideas, like how else can you distribute a crypto tip besides to a server or somebody else who's sort of traditionally tipped? There's, of course, the stocking stuffer thing that I've thought of. And then put them into books at the library, put them in magazines at the library, tech magazines or something like that. So come up with some other ideas and share those with us. CryptoTip.org, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We go back to Parker. He's going through a list of five signs that you might be suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. And you're rewording it slightly to talk about suffering from Stockholm Syndrome when it comes to the government. And this is because you want to convert your parents to understand the ideas of liberty, and they are, well, of course, you know, being difficult and not particularly interested. So go quickly through the first two again. I think we'd already hit those
two. So we have the positive feelings of the citizen towards their government.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not their government, but whatever. That's
well, they believe it's their government. That's why they have positive feelings towards it. Okay, go ahead. Number two.
Number two. The negative feelings of the citizen towards, it says here, authorities or the police, but we're going to reword that to libertarians, anarchists, voluntarists, or anarcho-capitalists.
Because those are the people who are purportedly trying to save them from the belief in the state. Okay. I see your analogy.
Rabble-risers. Boat tippers.
Right.
Right.
The opposition. So, like the actual opposition, not the false opposition of Republican versus Democrat.
Exactly, because Republicans and Democrats are pretty much literally the same thing.
Yes.
Just in with different packaging. The third one is a little bit more difficult to rephrase or reword, so bear with me on this, and I'd like your suggestions for rewording this one. The situation should last a few few days. So I was thinking the citizen...
What they're saying is the fact that the hostage situation or whatever has gone on for a few days increases the likelihood
at least a few days.
Right. So the longer the government, has a hold on you, the more effective their indoctrination is going to be. Right. So, I mean, the governments have indoctrinated us here for 13 years, usually at least in the United States. Yep. Right. In the government.
Plus
school
add
system.
In full day kindergarten.
I was including that. 13 years is kindergarten.
And they're about to add pre-K everywhere.
And then college, add another few years on that if you go to college. All right, number four.
Okay, number four. There must be contact between the citizen and the government. And number five, the government shows some kind of some kindness or do not harm the citizen.
Well, of course, the government does show, examples of supposed kindness, right? When it pays
building
for somebody's
roads.
Medical care, when it
gives you that nice check at the end of the year, Daryl. I'm sorry. You get that nice fat check.
Right.
What, you mean the refund
check? Your return, which is actually an overpayment.
So, Parker, I think, you're not wrong necessarily in likening Stockholm Syndrome to what people are suffering when it comes to their beliefs about the state. I don't think I don't blame somebody for wanting to convert their parents. These are people that care about you. You care about them. You love them. You grew up with them. I mean, presuming that you love them. Some people were beaten by their parents and probably don't love them. But presuming you had a decent relationship with them, you care about them and you want them to come to the same conclusions that you have. The reality, as Conan pointed out, is it's very, very difficult. These people are stuck in their ways, and you have a limited amount of time. Now, obviously, you only spend, you spend time around these people because, as I understand it, you still do live at home. But ultimately, your time is limited. You may be better off spending it on yourself or spending it on other prospects who actually have a likelihood of listening to you and possibly considering what it is that you've said. But either way, even with friends and other people that you know, you generally don't get to convert somebody the first conversation you have with them. It may take years for anybody to finally come along with that. And usually it's number four on your list that actually does the opposite of what it did in the case of hostages. Contact with the government frequently is what shakes people out of their belief that the state is this all-loving, all-wonderful organization that they have a piece of and that they have some kind of control over. As soon as you have a contact with the government, they're usually abusing you in some way, shape, or form.
Nobody likes the DMV.
There's more coming up here. Exactly. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Thank you, Parker, for your call tonight. We got more coming up. Your calls and thoughts about anything here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
I should say we have three Discord on-air call-in line rooms, so feel free to jump into any one of them that happens to be open at the moment that you're in there. And you can go to our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. You do need the Discord app if you're going to use the call-in line rooms. That is very easy to acquire. It's available for pretty much any old phone and operating system. So you can go to discordapp.com to get that. And then once it's installed and you've got your account created, just go to discord.lrn.fm in your browser, and that'll jump you right into the server. All right, so, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Do you guys have more comments on this, the idea of Stockholm Syndrome?
I think Conan did.
Yeah, you know, it's a very curious phenomenon. It's basically, the way that I see it, it's based on, it's a coping mechanism. It's a natural coping mechanism that we have evolved to use to survive.
Right, so it was named after people getting held hostage.
Right, we're taken captured. The last thing you want to do is start rocking the boat. You want to be as friendly and as cordial as possible
with your captor.
You want to survive.
Yeah.
And over time, for whatever reason, you start to trick yourself. Your mind starts to trick you into believing that your captor isn't as bad as he might have been in the beginning.
They're protecting me from the big bad people outside that really want to hurt me.
Right, but even before that, I mean, it's a really curious a transformation from going from this guy might have a gun to my head mm-hmm. and has threatened to kill me, and now he's keeping me as a captive to save his own life, and I'm going to be cordial because I don't want to get shot in the head.
Yep.
And before you know it, a couple, 24 hours later, I'm treating the guys on the outside like they're the bad guys, and they're trying to kill this guy who's a human being.
He's got
family.
Yeah,
he might have had a job that he's lost, and now he's freaked out, and now this is why he's doing what he's doing. He needs the money for his sick grandma or something.
Yeah, it's much easier to humanize a bank robber when you're there with him, right?
And Parker, if you're still listening, this is exactly what your parents have done in this situation where they have been held captive so long by this idea that is government.
Well, they're free range.
You know, they see all the good that is done for them, and they exclude, they forget, they put their head in the sand when the bad things happen. And then what do? They spend their time blaming either the other party, which is trying to tear their captor down and exchange it for another captor that they're not used to, or blaming it on other captors on the globe, like Putin or Iran or North Korea, instead of actually focusing on the real issue, if this guy
didn't take me hostage, then there's bad people out there that would hurt me.
Exactly. I mean, so here's my question for us three. And this has been something, you know, I didn't know I was a libertarian until 15 years ago. I used to call myself a South Park Republican because I didn't even know what libertarian was until, you know, I started listening to Free Talk Live.
And those guys are libertarian.
But I've always considered myself woke when it comes to the captors out there. The actual,
I didn't even hear that word until like 6 months ago.
The actual enemy. I've always known who the actual enemy was.
Uh-huh.
So what is the difference between us? Why do we see the real enemy, and why aren't we impressed with his abuse of
us? Well, it's like I said, when the government actually does abuse you, it's more likely to shake somebody out of their slumber. It's more likely to wake somebody up. I can't tell you how many times I've encountered this, whether it be the owner of a restaurant downtown who got attacked by the government and then became more aware that the government isn't necessarily a friendly organization, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever the example might be, whether it be a person who was arrested by the police for open container or, you know, some other crime, a possession of marijuana. For me, when I was a teenager, it was the smoking of cannabis for the first time that made me realize that I'd been lied to and that these government goons were out there, you know, trying to capture me for this, and I didn't really appreciate that. And I think that's one of the things that, I mean, I was always kind of anti-authority, but that's one of the things that pushed me more in the direction of learning about the Libertarian Party and, you know, learning about liberty, and that was kind of my wedge issue, so to speak. So, you know, whether it's the cops showing up at your house and blasting your dog to death, or, you know, whatever the issue might happen to be, that it's somebody's got to get shaken out of their slumber with something. There has to be some sort of iconoclasm, some sort of thing that happens that breaks down that idea, or at the very least puts a chink into it to where somebody else might be able to feed them more information and, you know, open a mind, basically.
I guess my question is, how did we see the light? Because I think I've always been woke. I've never been beat up by a cop. I've never had my truck stolen from
me. Neither.
I've never, you know, it's always been pretty kosher, except I've always known that there was an issue, there was a problem. And yes, I know what you're talking about for the normies. Mm. They have to have that wake up moment where they do get beat up, or they get their dog shot, or they get a lot of money stolen from them, you know, under threat of going to jail.
There's also a lot of people that will stumble upon a philosophy book.
It could happen that way.
Right. So I've heard a bunch of people say, I read this thing from Ayn Rand, and then I wound up reading something else, and then somehow Rothbard or this or
there's
that.
There's an intellectual path, for sure. That can happen.
Right.
I wonder
so
how
some people, you know, it's an intellectual thing. Other people, it's a personal experience. For me, I had always heard people talk about traditional values, and I tried figuring out what those are and realized...
America and flags.
I realized that traditionally people were left the hell alone by governments.
When the hell did government leave people alone?
So, I don't mean, you know, like, they always left people alone and let them do whatever they wanted to, but various issues. Say, the drug war. 100 years ago...
There wasn't a drug war. Okay.
110 years ago, there weren't marriage licenses. There weren't all of these other various things. So, for the most part...
You're saying government has become more intrusive over time.
Yes.
Okay.
So, traditionally, people were able to largely do what they wanted.
At least in the United States.
Right. And, you know, in the English-speaking
they weren't Indians
world... Right.
Yeah.
You know, because even going back to...
Or liquor distillers.
Yeah. Right, but, you know, even going back to the horrible oppressions of King George, from what I've been able to read of history, they were a lot freer then in 1775 and 1776 than we are today.
And a lot less taxed.
But yeah, for some reason, we think we're free in America, and we've got a patent on freedom.
We're going to the phones here. We've got a caller on Discord again, and he just signed up for the server tonight. So that doesn't usually go very well. Rhododendron, hopefully you'll prove to us that not everybody who's on Discord is out to try to ruin our reputation on radio. Go ahead with your call and thoughts tonight. You're calling from New York State.
Yeah, and I can't blame them. I mean, you know, popping on, screaming some obscenities and bouncing out, you know, the thrill.
Oh, yeah, it's so thrilling, especially when they get dumped and never actually make it to the air. But they got heard by the 12 people on Twitch and the...
all 12 people on Twitch.
Well, and I screwed up the stream dump, but that's okay because it's an internet feed.
You got to search somewhere. You got to think big.
All right, so what are you calling about tonight?
Well... more of a thought piece and opinion.
Okay.
So, with the college growth and whatnot in America, you know.
The growth of the price, you mean, of college?
Well, you know, new ones are popping up. They want to compete with each other. They need to build more buildings. So, they start increasing tuition. That goes to the students. They start taking out more loans. They get more into debt. And it's an endless cycle. And I'm wondering when it's going to crash, when are we going to start to see...
The bubble.
Yeah, it has to. It's totally...
It's completely inflated. It's completely artificially inflated. They also have the benefit of having, like, every government school, every high school out there preparing students to go to college, encouraging them to go to college, telling them they'll be a failure if they don't go to college.
You're not going to be able to get a job unless you go get a bachelor's degree.
So, you know, they've got this constant cycle of new blood coming in every single year, and they can just keep raising the rates.
Oh, we've got somebody that will help you fill out the FAFSA form.
Because the loans come from the government, so they're basically guaranteed to the colleges.
Right.
They can't go through bankruptcy. So ultimately, all these people are forced and saddled with this debt for their entire lives, and they can't get away from it. And so, yeah, they just keep on raising rates beyond whether or not they're building new buildings. Here in Keene, where there's a college here in this town in New Hampshire, they happen to be working on a building, but it's not, you know, they're not building a new one right now. But ultimately, their enrollment's going down.
It's way down.
And yet they're still raising rates and building new buildings.
Right.
So you're right. It is going to burst at some point. If you got more to say, we'll bring it back here, Rhododendron. There's more on the way here. And I don't know if he's in college. Just one of the questions I have for him, you know, is he actually out there experiencing this? 855 450 free. If you want to hang on, that's up to you. Hour number three is next. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.